From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds. A Princeton University graduate recently advised young women studying at her alma mater to find a husband. Now. Don't wait, she says. Susan Patton offered that advice in a letter to the Daily Princetonian. Now, you publish a letter like that, and you're bound to start a debate. And NPR's Jeff Brady says it's certainly been the case.
Susan Patton graduated from Princeton in 1977. In February, she attended a Women in Leadership event at Princeton where she offered this advice.
And I said to all of these women, let me tell you something that nobody is telling you. Find yourself a husband before you graduate. And their jaws all dropped, and one said to me, you can't be serious. And I said, I am absolutely serious.
Patton expanded on that in her letter published last week. She's the divorced mother of two sons, one still attending Princeton. Patton says men regularly marry women who are younger, less intelligent, and less educated. But she says Princeton women should find a man who is their intellectual equal, one who won't be threatened by a woman's success.
Which is why I'm saying to them, take a good look around you on campus while you're there. You'll never have this concentration of extraordinary men to choose from as you do during those 4 years.
On the Princeton campus, Patton's letter sparked a lot of conversation and criticism.
I try to rationalize it, and I just have no idea why someone would offer the advice that she did.
Pulavi Kapol is a freshman and says Patton's language seems out of place in today's world. Nearby graduate student Liz Ramey agrees.
This notion that you should be looking around to find a marriageable person, as if you just sort of have a checklist of what you're looking for that you know when you're 21 or 22, and oh, there he is, I'm going to grab him while I can.
Ramey says Patton raises important issues, though, things like balancing personal and professional lives. She says those discussions already take place on campus, formally and informally. Now, thanks to Patton's letter, the conversation is happening across the country. Nina Bahadur graduated from Princeton last June. She's an editor at the Huffington Post and wrote a column in response to Patton's advice.
Girls I went to school with don't want to be defined by the person that they might end up marrying. They aren't ready to be looked at as a unit made up of two people because they're still figuring out who they themselves individually are.
And Bahadur says most college graduates just aren't ready for marriage. Heather Havrileski is 42 years old and writes the Ask Polly Advice column for The All. She wrote a memoir about her search for love in her 20s. Havrileski says she received similar advice to what Patton is offering, and she took it to heart in her dating life.
Every single guy I wanted to marry, and thankfully, none of them wanted to marry me because I'd be married to the wrong person right now.
Havrileski waited until her mid-30s to marry. She suspects Patton's heart is in the right place, but she says waiting was a better option for her. Still, a little more than a week after Patton's letter was published, the Princeton alum says she stands by it.
I could not be more sincere in my belief that this is sound advice, it's good advice, but as is the nature with any advice, take it or don't take it.
In any case, Patton says she's pleased her letter is prompting widespread discussion. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
And we continue the discussion here on The Conversation. What do you think of Susan Patton's advice? Women should find a husband before they graduate from college. I'm at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. She was making the case that you can find your intellectual equal at a Princeton. Does that hold true for other colleges? 800-289-5869. Maybe you did get your MRS degree when you were in college. Are you glad you did? Did that work out well for you? Maybe you didn't. Are you sorry that you didn't? 800-289-5869. Maybe you just think this advice is so retro, it's just preposterous. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. It's an interesting discussion because kind of built into it is the assumption that marrying someone with the same intellectual background is vital. Well, is that true? Have you married or been in serious relationships with someone less or more educated than you? Did that make the relationship harder? Or maybe that made the relationship richer because of the differences in your background? It's 206-543-5869. 206-543-KUOW. Toll-free 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org. If you just joined us, we're talking about what's been called the MRS degree, women finding a husband before they leave college. Now, Jenny did what Susan Patton suggests. She writes to us, "I'd like to think of myself as a feminist. My mother was. She raised me in part to think like one, although our views on women's issues differ. When beginning college in 2005, I had no agenda to find a man and even less interest in marriage. I did find someone, a wonderful man who I married last October." Jenny continues, "No matter how much we want to disagree, it is far easier to find a man or woman who could be your partner when you're surrounded by single people of the same interest and mindset than 10 years later in a grungy bar on Capitol Hill." So Jenny thinks it's just the similar conditions that people find themselves in college with many other single people. And she says that there's a similar interests and a mindset among college students. Is that true? Does that kind of improve your chances? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Now, Amanda Marcotte, one of the many commentators on the MRS degree discussion, writes in Slate that marrying in college is a bad idea because of the high failure rate. She writes, quote, "Most people grasp the relationship between young marriage and divorce intuitively, but statistics shore up the case. As the average age of the first marriage goes up, the divorce rate goes down. State-by-state statistics show similar correlations between lower average age of marriage and higher divorce rates," end quote. Does that prove the case that it's a bad idea to marry when you're in college? Does that prove the opposite of what Susan Patton had to say in urging women to get their MRS degree? 206-543-5869. Let's go to Rachel. So she's listening to us this afternoon. Rachel, what do you think about this? Rachel, are you with us?
Well, we were definitely told to look for your mate while you're in school. And I think it's great advice. At the time, I was a little more of a feminist and thought that was terrible, but...
Rachel, where was this again? I think we missed the first few words you had to say. Where was this and when?
I was at BYU in the 90s, early 90s, and that was advice we got all the time.
At Brigham Young University, and that's in Salt Lake?
So, yeah, in Provo, right?
Provo, excuse me.
South of Salt Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure that that's pretty standard among most Mormons. You know, we get married younger and all that, but... And it wasn't just the girls that got that advice. The guys got that advice as well.
Was it good advice?
Yeah, I think it was. And partly to answer something that someone said earlier about it, you know, that most people, when they're young and they want to be independent and they don't think of themselves, you know, they don't know who they are yet. One of the best things about getting married young, for me and for a lot of people that I know that got married young, is that you find out who you are together. And so you end up becoming closer and more compatible because you're figuring all that out together.
Did you get married in college, Rachel?
I did.
And a lot of your friends did also?
Yes.
And among them today, are most of them still together? Are they all still together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very few have gotten divorced. But, you know, most of them are Mormon, too. And so that may have something to do with it because I think we tend to have a lower divorce rate. But, you know, getting married young isn't a big thing in our culture. That seems to be pretty standard, getting married young, and also not waiting to have your children, which is not something that most people are doing. But for us, it works out great.
Rachel, thanks a lot for telling us about that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Rachel calling us from Puyallup. We're talking about the MRS degree. Let's go to Vonda, who's listening to us in Yelm, and we're talking about the advice given to women. Find a man that you want to marry while you are in college, because the likelihood is you'll find someone who'll be more compatible with you. Have you found that to be the case or not? Vanda, how about you?
Hi. Well, as someone who's never been married and had some amazing love affairs, I've had a really, really rich life. And I wonder, finding a man while you're in college, isn't it kind of arbitrary that the idea is to find a man at all? You know what I mean? Like, why is marriage, the consensus agreement that it's a given that
sure.
we marry?
Well, that's a really good point. So if your default thought is you should be married, then you have to consider how to do it. That's not your default?
No. Mm-hmm. No, not at all. I mean, Valentine's Day, recently I felt bad for people who only had one sweetheart, you know, and I just, it's kind of the thing that makes women go a little crazy when they're in their baby-making years. Like, I've got to find that provider. It's such an old model to me, though. I just wrote a book about not choosing to not have children.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, choosing to not marry, to be, it's so arbitrary. Why two instead of one? Isn't a life lived as one equally as valid?
I absolutely agree. It certainly can be. I don't know that necessarily that the urging of getting women to marry in college implies that they'll drop out of college or implies that they would necessarily have children. I think you could make that argument without making the other parts of it, of them not doing these other things. But that's a really good point, Vanda.
As a 54-year-old woman, I just want to encourage women to go, I could decide to not marry at all.
Yep.
You know, and have great lovers and great men in my life and lots of people who... But the idea is so antiquated. It's so much my mother's kind of 1950s idea.
And it sounded kind of retro to me when I first heard about it. That's why I was interested in having this discussion. And Vanda, in your 50s, thinks it's this old thinking. Vanda, thanks a lot for your phone call. I really appreciate it. Let's continue by taking the conversation over to Magnolia, where we have Chris on the line. We're talking about the MRS degree. In other words, is it a good idea to seek out a husband in college? What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm divorced, and when I first started having marital problems and was going through my divorce, I went around to as many people as I could find that had been married for a long time, and with only one exception out of literally dozens and dozens of couples that I talked to, everyone that had been married for more than 40 years had either met at church or at school. I don't think you should go to college just to meet your future spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should go there for the education. But while you are there, it would be ridiculous not to look for someone that you are compatible with, that has common interests, that you could take on as your spouse.
Right. Don't feel as though you have to, but keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I think you'd be a fool not to.
Hey, Chris, thanks for that, sharing that with us. Now, another of the other commentators was Ross Douthat from the New York Times. He wrote that about Susan Patton, this Princeton alumna. She writes, she was famous for urging in her letter that Ivy League women use their college years to find a mate. And he talks about how she's been denounced as a traitor to feminism, as a traitor to co-education, to the university ideal. But he concludes that she's a much more interesting traitor, a traitor to her class. He writes, her betrayal consists of being gauche enough to acknowledge publicly a truth that everyone who's come up through Ivy League culture knows intuitively, that elite universities are about connecting more than learning, that the social world matters far more than the classroom to the undergraduates, and that rather than an escalator elevating the best and brightest to every walk of life, the meritocracy as we know it mostly works to perpetuate the existing upper class. So he takes this urging on her part not necessarily simply having to do with finding the best mate, but is perpetuating the ruling class that goes to these high Ivy League universities. What do you think about that angle? 206-543-5869, or what do you think about being told, find a husband, get an MRS degree when you're in college, because that's going to be your best chance to get someone who's worthy of you. We've got Katie on the line on Capitol Hill. Katie, what do you think?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I don't agree with the idea that getting an MRS is something that either male, female, you know, whatever inclination you are, I just don't agree with it. Partially because when you're so young, when you're 19 and 20, you haven't had a chance to discern what dominant social narratives work for you. You know, when I was 19, I thought, I want to be married by the time I'm 23, and I want to have kids, and it's going to be great. Life has turned out really awesome and not the way that I thought it would when I was 19. So I'm glad I waited.
And what made you wait?
Well, I was focused on my career. I wanted to travel a lot. And by the time I reached about 26, 27, I thought, all right, I think I'm ready to find the relationship that's going to be the lasting one.
And so it was...
I did. And it's been awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. And I just think about the people that I dated when I was that age in college, and you know, most of them I'm still friends with,
but sure,
we're very different and we would not have been compatible over the long term.
Good point. People changed. Katie, thanks a lot for that suggestion. I don't know necessarily that you couldn't marry someone in college and develop a career and travel. Some of the things that Katie talked about being able to do that she associated with not being married. Maybe you're someone who would like to respond to that and say, no, it was the right decision for you and it didn't really inhibit you in any ways, but You know, you hear about this divorce rate of people in that age group. That's really got to give you pause. Now, divorce rates are just overall records. They have nothing to do with what any individual couple might turn out to be. But you got to think about that. Let's go to Jessica. She's listening to us on Queen Anne Hill. Jessica, what do you think about the MRS degree debate?
I think that to apply it to undergraduate, I felt like I was too young to get married, like a lot of the other callers are saying. But I think if you go to graduate school, it's valid advice to appreciate being in an environment that's enriched for other people that are, you know, getting the same level of education.
Not undergrad, but maybe in graduate school?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that there's a difference there that might make a match more compatible long-term, might be to the advantage of a woman?
I just think it allows you to wait longer. Like, I think what the woman who made this comment was saying about if you are a smart woman, it's harder to find smart men, I mm-hmm. think, sometimes, that aren't intimidated. And so I think in a university environment, that's true. I just think when you're like 21, you're too young.
Jessica, fair point. Thanks a lot for making it. We're going to close the conversation with James, who's been patiently waiting on the line in Tacoma to weigh in. James, what do you think about this advice to women to get married while they're in college?
Well, thanks for taking my call. And first of all, no Irish Catholic male is patient. I can guarantee that. we're verbose, but not patient. What I do believe is, first off, I have my daughter in the car with me who's actually in college here in Tacoma. And there's a brutal, simple reality that I find. And I found this out as a high-tech recruiter as I go to campuses today. And that is about 65% of the campus is women. And of that 35% that are men, probably 15% are failing their class. Half of those, or a third of them, may be failing out after 2 years. There's this giant schism that is developing right in front of our eyes of very educated, moving forward professional females available and ready for the new economy, and a whole bunch of men who are flailing like crazy.
So you're suggesting that in a lot of colleges, this problem that Susan Patton is talking about is still there. It's the women won't find their equal even in college.
Me just saying it. You know, in a city like Seattle, you have to remember, Seattle is a microcosm city. It's a high-tech city full of a bunch of single people. But I can tell you, I've worked in the high-tech sector for many years. I've known a lot of professional women in their late 20s and 30s practically trying to jump out of windows just trying to find a date.
Yeah.
And this isn't about Facebook. The reality of it is in life, when you wait too long for something that's in front of you, you may find it's no longer there.
Hey, James, you said your daughter's in the car there with you?
Yes, she is.
Would you put her on the line? Could I speak to her?
Hello.
What do you think about what your dad just had? By the way, what's your name?
Madison.
Madison, what do you think about what your dad had to say?
Well, I have a different perspective. I'm only 16, and I take community college classes.
Yes.
Instead of high school ones, but as I see around me, all of the males here, they're not someone who I'd want to, you know, I'm not really thinking about this as a 16-year-old, but I see,
sure,
like, the older people, and they're not really who I'd want to date. They're not professional. They're not, like, respectful. And, you know, I see others, like, kind of flailing around. I have older friends, and they're just trying to, you know, find their way in life, but they're not really focusing on, like, it's like we can't focus on everything, you know, at once. And they try and, like, focus on a career, but they set this back, so they end up having kids really late, and they don't get that experience when they're young.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on for you right now, Madison, and certainly when you get to college, a lot more things will be going on to kind of align all that with finding the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. That's a pretty big task.
Can I just say one other thing, and that is when they say meeting someone in college, the traditional path is if you meet someone in college, you then date them after your senior year and then get engaged. So after college, there's still a 12 to 15-month sorting out period in most. I'm from the East Coast, gone to a college back there. That is sort of the process. The reality, though, for most people is if they miss that college window, they get into a work environment, and then in a work environment, they may go one more shot at a serious relationship over a 2 to 3 year period, and then their friends go to grad school, people disappear, and their work environment gets smaller and smaller. It does not actually improve for a lot of women when they get it 28, 29, 30.
Yeah.
Actually, their window of meeting eligible men in the circle around them gets smaller and smaller, and I'll be point blank. A lot of guys are very childish. When they're 28,
James, we're going to leave it there. Mel, a lot of guys are pretty childish. I'm sorry, we got to move on. Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks to Madison also for jumping on the line there and reacting to what her dad had to say. The conversation continues at KUOW's The Conversation on Facebook. Put up a post. Give us your reaction to what it is that you heard today and what you didn't hear, what you would like to hear.